This is the Culture Vulture on High FM, exploring culture, the arts and entertainment.
To talking about share both, I want to share a young woman who, for those who are just tuning in now, is Sophie Licht, who is an absolute delight as a vivacious character, a light seeker, a photographer, very different, extraordinaire, and of course, an artist. Welcome, Sophie Licht, to the Chai FM studios.
Thank you so much, Ross. What a warm welcome, and thank you, and hello to all the listeners out there.
Wonderful. Sophie, you know, one could not leave out a culture, an art program without you being on it. So let's actually just give a little bit of an inside view of this young woman. Sophie was born, I think it was in Belgium.
Correct, yes.
She's been living most of her life in South Africa, though.
Yes.
And she's explored so many aspects of the country, not necessarily just by travel, but by her approach to living life here in South Africa. When I say explore, she is an avid traveler, too. And a lot of her art is actually focused on places that others wouldn't even take notice of in countries that she's traveled to. Sometimes she makes me rather jealous when I think about it, when I see some of her work. But what is amazing is that she is now focusing on a form of art which marries in her seeking light and giving it, because she's also a life coach. And she's using art in a very interesting and unique way. So over to Sophie and let her explain to you what it is that she actually does. Sophie, I've seen your work. Share it with our listeners.
Lovely. Thank you. So I started coaching in 2008. My whole life has been a theme of inspiration. For the larger part, I would say it's through expression in the form of coaching. But I've always had that creative nudge within me and a necessity to express color and creativity. And I just didn't know how it would all fit in. About 3 years ago, I went to visit my aunt in Israel and showed her a couple of my pictures. She's an artist herself, a teacher, and looked at that and say, you got to do something with it. And I was quite taken aback because I just saved about 6,000, you know, pictures on my phone and was gladly leaving it at that and sharing it with the family, who would always say to me, how beautiful. Anyway, she opens her wallet, takes 200 shekels, which is a lot of money for her, and, you know, to just do this gesture. And she said, there you go, you are going to start and have an exhibition in South Africa. I then had a chance to work on my exhibition for the last year and had the chance to do it and explore this journey of doing a solo, self-funded exhibition at the Alliance Française last year in October.
How was that received?
Very well received. I was lucky enough to be on the media, on Classic FM as well. I was in some magazines, and I had the fortunate chance to actually showcase what I thought would be moments that I froze in what I've seen in my life when I get to travel as a trainer and see the world.
It's too marvelous that you have this career that I aspire to. Seriously, Sophie, it sounds marvelous that you see things through the eyes of an artist. That's exactly, and that's why you probably can actually integrate the two, and what your aunt saw was correct. After the ad, I am going to ask you to try and give me the opening of when you first decided to take the pictures that you do, that you then assemble into art. So what was it that you saw? Because I know that they are definitely, for want of a better phrase, out of the box. Not the camera shutter box, but the box in terms of thinking.
Lovely.
This is the Culture Vulture on High FM, exploring culture, the arts and entertainment.
And welcome back onto my wings, which have firmly landed in the studio with my wonderful guest. For those who haven't heard her name and only just tuned in, it is Sophie Licht, artist extraordinary and photographer and, of course, a life coach who is a light seeker. And just to verify that she is a light seeker, she's put in front of me cards that she has of her artwork on the one side, and on the other, the words of coaching, of life seeking and light bringing that we all could live with. Well, first of all, the one that I'm looking at now is just for your description, a word think written over a whole lot of colored glass bottles, above which on a shelf are shoes, differing types of shoes, and makes one wonder where she saw this particular picture and to bring out the color. And what it says on the actual card at the back, access your creativity by turning the extraordinary into the extraordinary. And I so totally am one that follows and believes in that completely. And the other one is rather unusual. It's almost got an Afrocentric flavor, but with colors that are not necessarily African because they're bright with pinks, cerises, blues and colors. And there is a quite an intriguing picture of a, I think it looks like a call box, the old-fashioned call box that we used to make telephone calls with this unusual creature or human in front. Very unusual. And it says, when you listen with intent, the universe whispers its magic to you. Sophie, you and I must be kindred spirits. Because as you are sitting across the way and I'm sitting, reading what you have said, looking at your color consciousness, I actually recognize me inside all of them. And I have no doubt so many other people who are artists and who aspire to seeking out the light in life must be on your page. So now, let's go back to the question. How and what made you decide to go this way when you first, while traveling, took your, by the way, everyone, her cell phone camera and took your pictures in such an unusual way?
So thank you once again, and I do feel interconnected with this universe as a whole, and it's always been like this. So the interesting thing is Licht, my surname means light. When I went to Limoud and met an incredible photographer called Emmanuel Santos, I said to him, please give me one tip. What do you think I should take with me as I embark on the journey? And he just said, find your light and share it with the world. Here again, one more time, light. So I said, as I am actually traveling and I have all the tools with me, it doesn't matter what equipment I use because my equipment is actually my mind. So it doesn't matter whether I shoot with a Leica or a Canon or even my cell phone. The point is I want to be able to capture the ordinary, as I say, and turn this into something quite extraordinary. A little bit later, in fact, earlier this year, I saw that there's a Japanese philosophy called wabi-sabi that enhances the beauty of what we see in our everyday lives. And so that's what I do. So how did it start? I think it really started at the age of 14 when I went to Thailand on my own and I took a picture of some hats in a vivid flower market and showed it to my mom, and she said, that is my favorite picture. And then since then I've been just continuing to collect imagery. And as I said, about 2 years ago, I decided to do something more with it, because since my calling is to bring love and light, to inspire, to bring a spark into this world, and that I can't always be everywhere, why not do it with an image? And that's how the idea developed. And I've had the privilege of working with a couple of CEOs that are wanting to personalize their offices. And so they've chosen a series of pictures that they internalize into their own story and that brought light to their environment. So, I mean, it really is quite phenomenal how it just moved into something, the ripple effect of that small idea to wanting to share pictures.
Because it's your passion, and as you say, you do seek light and you seek to bring it to others as well.
Correct.
Which is very much something I relate to. I choose in my imagery, although I love taking photographs and funnily enough, obviously with my cell phone, and I will take pictures, interestingly, Sophie, because I love nature so much. All the pictures I take of nature are successful and beautiful. I'm always aware that they look like what I saw with my eyes. When I take other photos of anything else, I actually don't do them as well. They all need some form of touching up or replacing. But nature, it's something from the heart. And I think the heart relates. It comes from there, travels through the arm into the little thing that's going to press the button on the phone, and there comes my picture.
And it's so interesting that you say that, because it's all about being in that present moment, that mindfulness of what you see, where you don't have any filters of, is it going to be a good picture? It just is.
Exactly true. And it's such an interesting thing you say that, because imagery is what it's all about. And I see life, having been an English teacher, as imagery. So I like to create images through words. I love language, and language for me paints pictures, as you do in your wonderful way. But you're also accessing language through what you say. Now, there's something that I want you to take home with you today, because you are, for me, the epitome of what it means. You know, I woke up this morning and I thought, you know, after all the chagim and all the eating, I don't feel like I'm my best. You know how we, is there such a thing as a beach body? Well, certainly mine's far away from that. But then I read an article that says there's no such thing. And whoever tries or contrives through magazines and media to make anyone feel such a thing, ignore. It is just completely for advertisers and for those in the world that want to sell, whether it's a diet or whether it's something else. So I'm giving you a quote, and I have a feeling that you will do something with it through your pictures. I have no doubt. And the quote is, it's one of my favorites. There is no woman as beautiful as the one who knows she is. I challenge you, because I know I love that quote. I think we both know it means that when you feel beautiful about who you are, how you're living with your purpose, you are ultimately beautiful. Now, I'd love you to pull that into a picture. Okay? There's no woman as beautiful as the one who knows she is.
I love that quote. As I'm writing it down, and I love challenges as well, because life is about pushing oneself.
Totally.
I am going to give you and send you a picture. What's the time now? 11:32?
It's now 11:32. Mm. We have another 5 or so minutes to go with each other, so there's quite a bit of stuff I want to ask you. But please, this is a challenge. Just having a look at your wonderful cards, I could just see myself collaborating them in a collection, never mind, and then having a major frame. So you collage them if you want, or as you say, they are available for sale, are they, Sophie, in the actual art form, in the actual large edition?
So thank you for asking. What I'm busy working on is to merchandise or productize in a very high level, and the high level market or the gallery format, to have these cards made into greeting cards. I'm busy working on a coffee table book as well, because there's a story and a theme again and again that's going to come out. And interestingly enough, when I show these cards, people love them. I have given them at some parties, and I said, here's a quote for you. I think that really resonates with you. And they almost tearfully said, how did you know? So I have a feeling that that really touches the soul. And just perhaps to add one more thing, We never sell the thing itself, but what it does and what it brings and what it gives.
100%.
So I don't sell pictures. Yes. I actually sell inspiration.
Absolutely and true. It is what you do. It is what you do.
Yes.
I see that, because with everything there is an inspiration coming out, interestingly, for something that I love so much, which is color. You have a marvelous use of it, albeit that I see there's stark and bright color, and then you go down also to tepid colors. So you're actually facing the world as it is and all its sides. Sophie, you have wonderful aspiration, you have ambition, you have purpose, and you have passion. They are the ingredients you need. You're still quite young. I believe you really are going to be a name people will associate, not only in the world of life coaching, but in the world of artistic expression. So don't give up, because, you know, it's so easy to actually feel your dreams being squashed, because life comes at you and it socks you in the stomach or wherever else it may be, and makes you actually doubt yourself. And I say this to all the great people that I have had the privilege of interviewing in my studio. Please don't give up when the going gets tough, because it's so easy to do. because we doubt ourselves so much. So continue to believe in yourself and every day internalize that with every one of those magnificent life coaching quotes that you make. I just love every single one of them. At random, Sophie, pick up another one and you read it into the mic. Anyone.
Anyone. So yes. Thank you. There's another one, which I'm picking up here that I've taken at Africa Burn.
Yes.
It's an art installation of, how would we describe it? Like a kind of sheets.
Yes, in, I see.
With the sun, moving through with a definite light there. And it says, you find your flow by allowing light in.
That is absolutely true. That is absolutely true, because it is only with the flow of light. Now, are you aware that we are reading Genesis, Bereshit now? We start, of course, the Torah again. As we've come to the end of it, now we start again. Now, interestingly, why do I connect this to this? Because us Jews are crazy people with a love, I say that in fondness, that when everybody else is finished and they tuck it away and it's done, box ticked, we start again. Chazak, chazak, and off we go, and it's gone over for thousands of years. But what is so magical in Genesis is this. Did you know that first there was darkness and only then there was light? We could have, with an omnipotent God, had the other way around. We actually had why? Because it's the light that in its tiny, tiny little spark does so much to empower the darkness. And this is your journey. I see it concretized in everything you've got over here.
Yes.
And it gels with what I do, because I have a business which is called Purpose to Inspire.
Beautiful.
And that is literally what my aim is. And I'm hoping I'm inspiring you.
Absolutely.
To never give up, because I love what you're doing.
I want. Thank
so
you.
At this juncture, I need to know, who would you regard, whether it be family, whether it be friend, whether it be a famous celebrity, anybody that ever breathed on this earth, was a great, great influence in your life?
I must share without a doubt that, and please my mom, I hope she's listening but not jealous, that my father is a huge inspiration around resilience and moving through tough times to actually self-actualize and realize your potential. And he then brought me to that amazing boarding school in Switzerland. And then from there, that resilience turned into different careers, moved in different countries, 12 actually, and continued on a road where I could call on myself to really find out what it is that is that next chapter. So he's been a definite inspiration on that side.
It's so wonderful to hear that, because obviously, you know, somebody leaves a mark on you, and you used a very powerful word, resilience. I think without that, we are nothing as human beings.
Correct.
It is our strength. It's our power. It's our power to start the Torah from the beginning.
Absolutely.
Resilience.
Yes.
But at the same time, it is a necessity, and one cannot get away without it. So it's, I wish you just so much resilience and so much of your ability to bring forth this talent, this magic, this light that you do have. And Sophie, I have one other question as we bow out from here. And that is, if somebody wants to get a hold of you and they need something that you have done, or they want you for life coaching, because you are outstanding at the matter. You really are. And that's almost being competitive here, because I like to believe that I also inspire, but I know how powerfully you do inspire.
Thank you.
Hence all these corporates that take you on and fly you all over the world so that you can inspire their people. Tell me, where do we get hold of you? You can give that over so that people could either listen. If they are able to write, they can write. If not, they can go onto our podcast and hear all the details. And in the meantime, also, if you can write, you have a studio number, which is 010-140-3020. I'd rather say 010-140-3020. That's how I remember things. And then, of course, your telegram number is 061-895-1019, and the easiest of all and the shortest to remember is SMSing 34519. And we're talking to Sophie Licht, who is without question a complete person of her name. light. She's lit up the studio. She lights up my life with all the things she says that I want to scream because she's taking them out of my mouth. And her beautiful pictures that she pulls together. And just to give you one other little bon mot about Sophie. You know, you would take the picture you want to represent or the image with your cell phone. And you'll take it because it's a person you saw, it's a sight you saw. Sophie will see things you don't see. She will see something hanging upside down. And it may be a bottle looking into a pot plant. Anything that is a little bit unusual, a little bit avant-garde. And she will actually take it, enlarge it, and make it stand for something bigger than what it is. And I love that. Sophie, upward, onward, and forward.
Thank you so much, Russ. A quick one. It's been so enjoyable for me to be speaking to you. I can feel that kindred spirit. I will quickly share my details if you just ask my, you can get me or get hold of me rather on 072-820-3692. My website is www.sophielicht.com. I have an Instagram handle at sophielicht. And I think with all these different mediums that those are probably the right ones to go through.
Thank you, my darling. And thank I hope you. You're going to leave me one or two pictures.
They're
or...
yours.
Oh, I love it. You see their perks. Thank you, Sophie. And
thank
with
you
that,
so
we
much.
Go to